This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Vera, V-E-R-A, first name Jose, J-O-S-E, date of birth March 12, 1958, date of evaluation July 9, 2075, correction 2025. The referring physician is Dr. Santino. The chief complaint, the patient is a 67-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, period. The HPI, the patient as noted is a 67-year-old male who reports an industrial injury secondary to a fall in February 14, 2022. He injured the right shoulder, period. He then underwent right shoulder surgery, but developed compensative injury to the left shoulder, period. He had developed progressive pain involving the left shoulder. Pain is described as burning and non-radiating. It is limited to the left shoulder, period. He had initially received corticosteroid injections, which helped, but no longer provides relief, period. His past medical history include 1, diabetes type 2, next number hypertension, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery, medications, glipizide ER, 5 milligrams, 1 daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, lisinopril, 5 milligrams, 1 daily, metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 BID, vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had diabetes, social history. He notes history of cigarettes and alcohol use, but denies drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable. Review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 129/77, pulse 87, respiratory rate 18, height 64 inches, weight 146.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, left shoulder demonstrates significant tenderness and decreased range of motion, period. Right shoulder further reveals decreased range of motion, period. The data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute, period. There is right bundle branch block, period. There is left axis deviation, period. Cannot rule out prior inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. The impression, this is a 67-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, period. He has several risk factors for coronary artery disease, to include diabetes, hypertension, and male gender, period. He, however, has had no significant cardiovascular symptoms, period. His exercise is not limited by dyspnea or chest discomfort period. Patient does have an abnormal EKG, but has no clinical history of coronary artery disease of significant findings thereof, period. Overall, comma, patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wallington Ferguson.